The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Louis Walsh promised us the sun, moon, and stars.
They believed their own publicity. They forgot I wrote it.
The invasion of the tabloids was damaging.
I do find it hard to cope at times.
Stephen was living the dream, but he had a big secret.
It was absolutely scandalous what the newspaper did to Stephen.
He got the front page. No matter what
they call us. I just wanted out. Get away from that toxic environment.
Sky Ireland last night premiered the new documentary series, which explores the rise, the challenges and the enduring legacy of one of the biggest boy bands in the world. Henry McKean was at the Stella Cinema in Rathmines, as was I. And Henry joins me now. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Pat. Yeah, absolutely.
So Boyzone sold 25 million records and have had 6 number one singles, 9 in Ireland. At one time in the 90s, they were the biggest boy band in the world.
They were absolutely huge, massive, massive. And this documentary that you saw last night, where you saw the opening one, there's three, it's major. It really is big. 2 years it took to make. They've left nothing off the table. And it explores arguments, anger, sheer ruthlessness of getting to the top, and the fallouts as well, including the outing and then the death of Stephen Gately. It's really hard-hitting. A brilliant watch. I'm not going to review it, but I will say 5 stars. Here is Ronan Keating, the lead singer.
It's not an easy watch, to be honest. 3 one-hour episodes. I've seen it numerous times, and every time I come away from it with a heavy heart, you know. But at the same time, I think it's a story that had to be told. It's very honest, very, very honest, maybe too honest at times. But it's also, you know, we didn't have social media in the 90s. So we didn't share with people what we had for breakfast, and we didn't share, you know, what plane we're on, and whatever else people share on social media these days. So I guess this is our way of showing what went on behind the scenes.
Like, it's a major undertaking, this documentary. Yeah. I have to ask you about when you all started. You were the youngest. You were just 16 years of age, you know, starting out in Corky's and then going on to become a megastar. And you don't hold back. I mean, you talk about the competitiveness, the grueling days. And Mikey Graham also talks about how he feels. He felt sad being left out as a lead singer. Yeah. Like, it's really raw, isn't it?
It's very raw. It's very honest. We did the interviews individually. Sophie, who directed and interviewed us, we did it individually so we could talk candidly and freely and didn't feel like there was somebody watching. So that way, I think she got the best from each one of us. And we're all very, very honest. It was a hard watch for me at times, watching it back myself. And, you know, but it's a story that had to be told, and there was no point in, you know, making it all fluffy and light. It had to be raw. It had to be hard-hitting. And Boyzone's story is very unique. It's not an average boy band story. There's a lot of ups and downs.
And Louis Walsh, for example, you talk lovely things about him, and Shane has just why Henry McKean from News Talk has walked into the interview, and you're very welcome. Louis, I mean, the fact that Louis, you know, he's a friend, but also, could I say that it was difficult at times, but he wanted the best
you
for you,
say that,
even
yeah.
though he put you in a plane crash that didn't exist.
I'm excited for people to see the documentary. Louis is part of the documentary, and he says enough. And I think it's great that he comes in and he's honest. And he somewhat apologises, and then he doesn't in any shape or form. So, look, I think it's amazing. The right people are on the film. We all tell our story individually. It's all of our own versions of the story, which are all very different at the same time. As well as being a collective and being, you know, a unit, we all experienced that experience very differently. And that all comes out in the film, which is quite remarkable, actually, for me. And Shano has said this himself. He said, I didn't realise Ronan was going through what he was going through, or Keith was going through what he was... And I didn't realise what he was going through.
And that's Ronan Keating. Now, the atmosphere at the Stella last night was terrific.
Yeah, brilliant atmosphere. And behind the scenes, obviously, conflict, rivalry, betrayal, tragedy. And you could really feel a party atmosphere, and even beautiful, beautiful cocktails like Love Me for a Reason and Different Beat. So, you know, there was crack to be had. But at the same time, you could also feel the late Stephen Gately in the room, according to Keith Duffy.
Well,
To be honest with you, it's mixed emotions, because, you know, it's very honest, it's very sincere, and not everything that we did, you know, I'm proud of. There's great moments. It's a great legacy for us to leave for our children and our grandchildren, and it's great to have that documented. But there are moments in the doc that upset me.
And, you know, obviously the stuff that upsets you is, you know, your friend and band member, Stephen Gately, dying. And to talk so openly about that, to share that with everyone, and the fact that us in the media, there's been so much intrusion into Boyzone, to basically to be able to give your story across now, 30 years later, was it therapeutic?
Yes, I was just about to say it was actually very therapeutic. Yeah. You know, the whole documentary was like a big long counselling session.
Yes.
You know, because you could talk about all these things to friends, excuse me, but to talk about it and be sincere with that, it makes you understand and realise how much you were damaged and hurt by it. Now, we lost our friend, but he lost his life, and that puts it in perspective. And that's the way you have to kind of move forward and respect his memory.
Do you think he's looking down on us? Do you think Stephen Gately is looking down on us right now?
Absolutely, 100%. He's in the room. When the boys and I are together, we always feel Stephen in the room.
Well, congratulations on Boyzone, on No Matter What, and on your career since.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's you know what? In Ireland, we're a very small country with a small population, and sometimes we find it difficult to champion ourselves. Sometimes we find it difficult to celebrate our success, and we can be victims of ourselves by, you know, derogatory remarks or...
But Look, Ireland does love you. Even the impressionists love you as well.
And, yeah, you know. Yeah. Well, I get a lot of that. In actual fact, I got a voice message from Al Forn today, as President Trump, congratulating me yes. on tonight. And I mean, I played for you. It's honestly, if you didn't know Al, you would swear Donald Trump rang me today and left a message on my phone. Yeah, so look, you know what? And Ian Dempsey and Mario Rosenstock, you know, they feature me a lot. So even when I'm away, I'm here. You know.
And that's Keith Duffy there. The relationship with the tabloids for Boyzone was often a bit tetchy, even if Louis Walsh admits that he was the one placing fake stories in the newspapers.
Sure did.
So how do the survivors in Boyzone unpack that now?
Yeah, Pat, the way you say survivors, and they are survivors, and, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going, like one of their tunes. And Louis didn't show up last night, nor did Mikey Graham. They weren't there at the premiere. I did actually put that to Shane Lynch. Are you still cross with the tabloids, how they treated you at times?
I wouldn't call it cross. If you want to look at something called a triumph, so something can't happen until it happens, right? So if you want to take greatness out of a sad moment that was difficult for an individual, however, what happened was a triumph for the rest of the people to follow and to come. And I think the Stephen Gately story is actually quite amazing. And it capitalized on a lot of people being able to take the next level in their own journey. So actually, let's celebrate it and not take it as a disrespect or anything else.
And then I've got to ask you about Stephen's death. And this is terrible for me as a journalist to admit. And sometimes as journalists, we do behave badly. I was on Mallorca.
Yes, you do.
We do.
You did. I seen you. I seen you.
I was there. I was there in Mallorca. I was on holiday and I was asked to go to Andratch. And
yeah.
I could see the absolute devastation in your faces. And then I wanted to ask you about bringing Steve-O home, bringing him to his family church and staying with him that night and talking about it so openly. How hard is it to open up that wound again?
We do it every day, I think. I mean, and we did through this film. We dug deep. We told our story. Again, it's very unique. Boyzone's story is very different to any other boy band. We, you know, a lot of bands, it's a business, and it's how they survive and how they last. We were amateurs in the sense that we didn't allow it to be business. It was a brotherhood. It was a unit. And because of that, we fought harder. We fought harder for each other, but also we pushed hard against each other. And, you know, to our own detriment at times. But
on a moment.
Always beat me in arm wrestle.
Always.
You always beat me in arm wrestle. I've challenged him every time. I've got Ronicky in the
never
room.
Never beaten you in an arm wrestle in my life.
But I'm still gonna try.
But let me tell you, that moment before Steel, I mean, we'd do anything. Whatever it takes. Yeah. And it's still heartbreaking today.
It's still hard to talk about. Yeah. And I just want to say, final question, will you get back together?
Where's my glass?
Thank you so much, Boyzone. Thank you so much for chatting to News
Talk. Thanks a million. Cheers. Thank you. Right.
Well, there's no doubt that Keith on stage last night for the Q&A mm-hmm. after the gig was indicating he'd love to be, even though he's on his own tour with Brian McFadden, yes. he'd love to be there. Anyway, we saw the first of three last night. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you've seen the other two parts.
I've seen just the first one, but like that, I think Money Talks, and I think they could get back together.
It is brilliant, though. It's absolutely fantastically made documentary.
It's, I have to say, the best documentary I've seen, or rockumentary I've seen in years. It really is fantastic.
Henry McKean, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.